The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Get a Casper mattress and start your year off right. Try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
It's Tuesday, November 14th. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Stu, could you remind me? I know I really strongly dislike Gloria Allred. I was watching this yesterday where she brought out the victim, and she's glued herself to her shoulder. So there was no way the camera could ever shoot without Gloria Allred in it.
Yeah, it's really strange. She's standing, or she's sitting next to the purported victim. And her face is approximately 9 inches away from her face.
Well, she's staring straight
into her cheek.
Yeah, she's at her shoulder.
Yeah, it's very strange.
And leaning into her. It's really, but could you just remind me? It's just that every time she's like, to me, she's Al Sharpton. If
yes.
You see a press conference with mm-hmm. Al Sharpton, you immediately dismiss it.
Right. She's taken lots of high profile, sort of salacious media cases. Mm-hmm. She's constantly coming up with accusers against Republicans. She does the press conference the same way, seemingly every time. She did it with a bunch of the Trump accusers during the campaign, where she sits, you know, very close to them, and they all read while sitting at the table, read the statement. They read it, and, you know, without exception, cry.
Yeah, and she's always there. She's always there with a box of Kleenex.
Right.
I mean, it's such a stage show. It's awful.
It really hurts the credibility of any accuser that goes to her because she's just such. I mean, she's Al Sharpton. It's like it's hard to take anything that happens. I mean, you watched this thing like yesterday, and obviously the woman's very upset and everything else. Gloria Allred sucks some of the credibility out of anything she's associated with.
I think if this woman would have come out without Gloria Allred at her side, it would have made a much bigger impact. Just by having Gloria Allred at her side has made so many people, makes me immediately go, okay, well, I don't know. I'm not sure. Because she's just such a hack. And so you don't take her seriously. The days of the Al Sharptons and the Gloria Allreds, I think, are long gone. And let's celebrate for a moment. However, a new group of scumbags will, you know, they'll appear at some point. But until then, we just have to have Gloria Allred and Al Sharpton. But so dismiss her for a second and listen. And it's amazing because I listened to this. Today, I listened to the audio and I watched the audio yesterday, and she seemed to have more credibility than when I listened to her. It just doesn't sound right when I'm listening to her, but watch her and mm-hmm. it seems right.
And she has some corroborating evidence, I would
say.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to that in a second. First, let's listen to her. Here's cut one, Beverly Moore in car.
Mr. Moore reached over and began groping me and putting his hands on my breast. I tried to open my car door to leave, but he reached over and he locked it so I could not get out. I tried fighting him off while yelling at him to stop. But instead of stopping, he began squeezing my neck, attempting to force my head onto his crotch. He was also trying to pull my shirt off. I thought that he was going to rape me. I was twisting, and I was struggling, and I was begging him to stop.
It's such a weird format. It's like, here's a horrible story from this woman's
horrible.
Life. Why is she reading it? Like, this is something she lived, right? It's because Allred wants to control the entire thing.
Yes.
It's just a strange way to present these
yes.
stories. I mean, it has nothing
and
to do with whether it's true or not. It's just a bad way of doing it.
It just hurts her. Mm-hmm. It just hurts the story. Okay, here she is being threatened to stay quiet. Listen.
At some point, he gave up. And he then looked at me and he told me, he said, "You're just a child." And he said, "I am the district attorney of Etowah County. And if you tell anyone about this, no one will ever believe you."
If you watch that, that seems credible. That seemed real. The first one, I don't know. She seemed like she was trying to force her feelings a little bit. And I think it's just from, again, all red coaching. Mm-hmm. However, this one felt personal and real. So that's her side. Now, here's what Roy Moore said immediately after. Watch. Listen.
"I want to make it perfectly clear. The people of Alabama know me. They know my character. They know what I've stood for in the political world for over 40 years. And I can tell you without hesitation, this is absolutely false. I never did what she said I did. I don't even know the woman. I don't know anything about her. I don't even know where the restaurant is or was. And if you look at this situation, you'll see that because I'm 11 points ahead, or 10 or 11 points ahead, this race being just 28 days off, that this is a political maneuver and has nothing to do with reality. It's all about politics."
Okay, first of all, that just, whether he's telling the truth or not, unfortunately, that feels like this.
"I did not have sexual relations with that woman."
It sounds the same. At least to me, it felt the same. Now, here's the problem with this. He says, "I don't know her. I've never met her. And I don't even know where the restaurant is or was." The evidence that she presented yesterday is his signature in her yearbook. I don't understand how. Have you ever signed a yearbook outside of high school, Stu?
I don't think so.
I haven't. So I don't know how the yearbooks were all signed by this guy. But so he signed yet another yearbook where he signed it. And in this, he said, "To the most beautiful girl." Do you have it?
Yeah. "To a sweeter, more beautiful girl, I could not say Merry Christmas. Christmas 1977, love, Roy Moore, DA, and then gives the date, which is December 22nd, 1977.
Here's the real problem.
And then it says Old Hickory House, which is the name of the restaurant she worked at, right? Now, again, obviously, I don't know what the excuse. I don't think he's denied it was him who wrote this. And, you know, maybe he knew her, for 10 minutes and he was being nice. And there's, you know, she signing a yearbook does not prove he tried to rape her.
No,
obviously,
so here's what could have happened. He could have been at the Old Hickory House, which he doesn't recall now at all because he was only there once. And it's a small county and that was open it was open for a week.
Wasn't open for a week.
Yeah. But, and so he doesn't recall it at all, but he was there. She was the waitress. She happened to have her yearbook there. She sees him. "Oh, that's the district attorney. Would you sign my yearbook?" He signs the yearbook and then writes underneath Old Hickory because that's where he was sitting.
Right. It's not plausible. Impossible. Of course, the fact that he denied knowing about the restaurant
is a
not
problem.
Helpful.
No.
If that were the actual case,
correct.
Which makes me think it isn't the actual case.
Now, here's a list of all of the people that were on board and now are jumping off board.
Okay, so here are these are the people who have denounced his campaign. John McCain was the first one the day the story came out. Mike Lee and Steve Daines, the next two, and Jeff Flake. That was on Friday. Then on Sunday, you had Bill Cassidy, you had Pat Toomey, and you had Bob Corker. Then I guess, let's see, yesterday it was a bunch. You had Mitch McConnell, which was kind of the one that was promoted the most, Ted Cruz. You had John Cornyn, Cory Gardner, who this is after he had banned birth control. You should know that. I don't know why he would. He does not have the right to comment on these things after the guy bans birth control.
He bans birth control,
and then he does this.
That was a campaign commercial. It was total lie.
Cory Gardner banned birth control.
No, he didn't.
Shelby, which is a big one, obviously being from Alabama. Then you had Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins, Orrin Hatch, and Todd Young.
I mean, so you think he's lost everyone.
You're at 16, well, not everyone, 16 of 52 Senate Republicans have now denounced or withdrawn their endorsement.
Not good. Not good.
Suboptimal if you want if you want a Republican
really,
to have that seat.
Really not a good thing.
Again, they can't really do anything, though. As you point out, there are some crazy things they can try to do. But the bottom line is that people in Alabama are going to make this decision. Moore cites the poll where he's up 10. Two other polls have shown different stories, one showing a tie, another showing his opponent up 4. So it could go really either way. The people from Alabama are going to look at this.
It's a long way away from the election.
Yeah, I was going to say, 28 days is an eternity.
Yeah.
An eternity in these things. And I honestly, like,
I could see the people of Alabama saying, we know. Remember, because it's always, like, all elections are local. And everybody can look at a Chuck Schumer and go, the guy's a dirtbag. But the people in New York, they're like, I know him. I trust him. He's my buddy. And so, you know, you have no idea how the people of Alabama are going to react to this. It's not going well. It's not going well for Roy Moore. And I am, for one, I don't want to hear anything from the left. Chelsea Handler yesterday tweeted, can you imagine being this woman and have to listen and not being believed and all that? Yeah. Yeah. You know who retweeted that with an answer to it? The answer just said, yes, I can imagine. Juanita Broderick. When the left decides to believe Juanita Broderick, who I believe was so credible, when they will actually take on Bill Clinton and say, you know what, maybe we should look at those women, maybe we've done a disservice, when they begin to look at him, I will believe they actually mean it, and it isn't just about politics.
There's a ton of things that I have to do this year. One of them, get organized, get into better shape, spend more time with family and friends. And to do it all, I have to be well rested. And that starts with getting a great night's sleep, which you're guaranteed to get every night when you sleep on a Casper mattress like I do. Casper is, I think, the perfect mattress, not only because it is really, really comfortable, it supports my back and everything else, but it is so wildly inexpensive when you A-B compare. Casper mattress, I'm not alone in loving it. Time magazine named it one of the best inventions of 2015. The mattress ships for free in a box so small you're going to be saying to yourself, how the heck do they get it in there? Get a Casper now. Start your year off right. Try yours in your home for 100 nights free with shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com/Glenn. That's $50 off the purchase of your mattress. You can do it right now. Casper.com/Glenn. $50 towards the purchase of your mattress, inexpensive, and a great night's sleep. Casper.com/Glenn. Terms and conditions apply.